All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Hello, all you wild dogs and pups. It is your boy, Kev, and welcome to the Dirty Doghouse. Yeah, this is episode 3. Things are going well so far. I like it. It's been a lot of fun, and we've been getting some calls, so that's pretty awesome as well. And just to throw it out real quick, our hotline number is 419-528-8679. You can call that, leave a voicemail. Maybe you have a funny story to tell, or you have a question for me. Maybe you need some advice or a topic or whatever you want. And also, you can text that number. So that's pretty cool also. So if you're like too shy maybe, or just want to say a message or something, I'll read it out on here. And I have some calls we're going to go over in this episode as well. I got like 5 or 6 voicemails. I don't know if I'll get to them all, but if not, then I'll just get to them next week. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. Hope your quarantines are going pretty good. My neighbor, who's this old couple, they go to Florida every year. They just came back today. And it snowed yesterday, and they're already mowing and doing yard work and shit and making me look like a scrub. So now I got to go out and do that later. But yeah, just starting off right away, I wanted to tell a story. I talked about this on our very first podcast that we did years before The Brothers Commonplace. I mean, it was still called The Brothers Commonplace, but it wasn't comedy and crime. We just did some bullshit. But it was back when I was in high school. I think I was a senior, so it would have been 2006. And it was in my speech class, and it wasn't like a speech class to teach me how to like stop stuttering or things like that. It was just a class where you just gave speeches. That was it. My speeches in that class were, I pretended I was Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 for some reason. I don't remember why, but I did that for a speech. I also taught the class how to go bat fishing, where you just put aluminum foil on the end of a hook. And you take your fishing pole out at night and just swing that bitch around and bats will follow it. And then I gave a speech about, this is a fucking baller move. I gave a speech about this date I had with a girl and how I really liked this girl and stuff. And she was in the class sitting front row. That's right, your boy. Yeah. Anyways, and then also we had to bring in someone that was like that did something interesting or had an interesting job. You had to bring them in and you had to interview them for like a speech. And I brought in our psychology teacher because he was also in a metal band. So he was talking about that stuff. He played drums and it was super cool. But there was this girl in that class who brought in this lady. And this lady looked 100% like Eileen Wuornos, looked so much like her that I'm pretty sure there had to be some relation, or she was trying to look like her, I don't know, but looked just like this lady. And keep in mind, you're supposed to interview someone that has like a unique career or just something interesting to talk about. So the person before this lady, he was a veteran. So he was bringing up some of his equipment he had, and he was talking about like living overseas at this base and stuff. And he was getting real emotional. He was tearing up and stuff, talking about all this stuff. And it was really good. It was a really good speech. This lady sits in front of the class and she says, well, this isn't about my job. I don't really have an interesting job, but I do have an idea that I really want the world to take on this idea and make real. And we're all like, okay, great. Her idea, she's like, what I want to do is I want to go to the hospital, steal a bunch of midget babies, and then I want to take them to an island. That's how she begins. And I'm sorry for the word midget, the language, but this is a class, okay, giving speeches. She followed a teary-eyed veteran with this story. I want to kidnap a bunch of midget babies, take them to an island, and just train them wrong for 10 years, 10, 12 years, just train them wrong. And then we unleash them on the city. We bring them back to a city and just unleash them. How is that? How do you have that idea? How do you listen to that idea and be like, that is a great idea. I want to bring you in to speak to my class. And then how do you have the confidence to speak that to a group of people and think that it's like, and she's laughing. She like legit thinks this is an amazing idea. And I'm almost 90% sure that out loud, I just said, what the fuck? And we were all just confused and shit. But yeah, that's a real story. I think I have the audio of when I first told this story like 10 years ago on YouTube. So if I can, I'll find that and put it right here because maybe I'm missing some details of it. But yeah, that's fucking insane. That is an insane thing. That's an insane idea to have that you want to bring out to people. Like I get a lot of dumb ideas, a lot of stupid ideas that I hear myself saying inside my head. And I know not to bring that forward.
It's not a question. It's just something I want to talk about. My senior year of high school, in my speech class, where all your grades, there's like six speeches or something. So each speech that you gave was like a pretty big chunk of your grade.
Yeah.
And one of the final ones is you had to bring in somebody and interview them. And it was supposed to be someone who had like an interesting job or something like that.
Yeah.
So I brought in a guy who was in a band and he was also a teacher.
Yeah.
Everyone else brought in people like that, that it was all about their career pretty much. It's supposed to be someone with an interesting career.
Yeah.
I fucking kid you not. Oh, this girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember who it is. I really doubt she listens to this podcast. If she does, I'm sorry because we're going to fucking tear into you right now.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who she is. She brought in this lady, okay? And I feel so bad saying this, but looking back in my head, I'm trying to picture the lady she brought in. Mm. It's like, have you ever seen the movie Monster?
Yeah.
It looks, she looks exactly like that lady.
Oh my God, Charlize Theron from it.
But like, she's actually hot, but not in that fucking movie.
No, they made her.
She looks like her in that movie.
Yeah.
And okay, you're supposed to give a speech and interview them about their career. She gets up right away. She's like, well, I don't have it. I don't have a career to talk about. I just have an idea. Her fucking idea was to steal a bunch of midget babies. This is a high school class, supposed to be a serious speech.
Yeah.
She gives a fucking 10, 15 minute speech about how she wants to steal a bunch of midget babies, take them to an island. Like, we're talking about like 30 babies.
Yeah.
Raise them wrong. And then after like 20 years, just let them loose in a city.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck? Who says that? At what point are you interviewing people? Like, are you like, oh, I need someone to come in for a fucking career day? Well, he's a firefighter. That's not really too interesting. Hey, lady from Monster, what do you have to say? I think we should raise a bunch of midgets wrong and bring them in to take over a city. Yeah.
Yep. Mike, let's
fucking
idea. Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm actually taking that class in college. So yeah. Let's
how is that, how at what fucking point do you agree with this? Are you like, do you think that's a good idea? Because you had to talk to her beforehand. Yeah. You had to know all the stupid shit she was gonna say.
Yeah.
And like, I just, it blows my mind.
Maybe she thought it was gonna be funny. I don't know.
Like, what other fucking stupid ideas do you think this bitch has come up with? Like, if that's her career day idea, like, I think we should give all these wild raccoons a can of Axe body spray and give them some lighters and see what they can do with it. No, we fucking shouldn't do that. That is actually not a good idea. That's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
You should be fucking ashamed for even coming anywhere near this speech class. If you go anywhere near a class or anyone giving a speech and you even think about speaking,
oh, man.
No, that's, you don't have any good ideas. And if you did, they were fucking long gone. They are long gone, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, man, that's so good.
But that's real. That's real.
Yeah.
A fucking, and like, I'm sorry for the term midget. I know that's offensive,
yeah.
But that's what she used.
That's
she used that word.
Yeah.
I think we should steal a bunch of midget babies. Who's we? Nobody is fucking helping you. No, you're on your own, bitch.
Besides maybe that girl.
You are fucking on your own. No one is helping you do this. No one at all. I don't know how you're getting to the fucking island because you obviously walked here.
Or the fucking midget babies.
Yeah.
How are you going to get all these
babies? Yeah. How are you getting these babies?
How do you know they're going to be midgets?
Trial and error. She's like, well, nope. She's like, well, to the babies that aren't midgets, they treat it like the fucking 1800, just chuck them in the river. Like, what do they do? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, man.
Treating them wrong. So she's going to sacrifice 20 of her already, I'm guessing, incredibly just fucking worthless years of her life.
Yeah, come on. She wasn't doing
to
anything
to train
else,
these. Kev. Imagine her, like, setting a schedule up on the, like, I got to get to bed early. Got fucking wrong training to do again for the next 20 years till they're ready. When are they ready? When are these fucking... When are they ready? How do they pass training?
You know another thing I don't get? Why the fuck do they have to be midgets?
Like she's like, for real.
Yeah,
that's
that
not
doesn't
be
change.
Hard.
Why
don't you just take normal babies?
Yeah, because wouldn't that be easier?
I don't know.
Like, why do you have to find out if they're going to be midgets?
Now, imagine you're a high school student, okay? And you're fucking, you just got, it's... Like, I can't even put together a thought. Yeah. Why did this happen?
Yeah, but I do got to know, like, because you've told me the story before, but I we haven't gotten this in depth, but yeah. What was, like, the general, like, reaction?
I honestly think that out loud, I said, what the fuck? Yeah. I really think I did.
Yeah, I feel like probably a lot
like,
of people did.
Like, what the fuck is going... Like, we had this guy who was, he's a war vet, and he had all these old pictures, and he was, like, tearing up.
Yeah.
He's, like, almost crying, talking about these stories, and everyone's, like, clapping, like, nice job.
Yeah.
And then followed up that. By the fucking bitch from Monster talking about fucking stealing babies.
What if, like, before she heard that guy, she had a different story,
I,
and after him, she,
she's going, shit. she's like, oh shit, I gotta think of something on the fly. She's like all sweating. She's like, she has like one index card. She has like one index card. She's all sweating, like looking at the clock, fucking zooming in on the clock, like watching the red hand tick. And she's like fucking breaking the lead on her pencil. Oh shit. I like to think of her looking up and then like in like a thought cloud, she sees herself and she's just nodding. She's like, yeah, that's a, tell them that story. That's a good idea. Tell them the Midget Island story. They'll fucking love it.
She has like the little like angel of herself and the little devil of herself. And apparently she listened to the fucking devil.
God, man, for real. Like, I forget what student brought her in. And I'm so sorry if you listen to this.
Yeah.
But what the fuck? What were you thinking?
Like,
why is that a good idea?
Like, the only thing is, I bet Toof, like, wishes somehow that that was him. Like, I guarantee Toof wishes that was him.
Like, I just can't help laughing, thinking about the student, which was a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that shouldn't make a difference. It was a girl student. But, I mean, that does make a difference. Because you, like, in school, like, the girls usually don't make these, like, unintelligent choices.
Yeah,
usually
guys really
who don't really care about this shit.
Yeah.
But, like... Who the fuck were her other choices?
Like,
how do you land on this and you run with it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, let's go.
Oh,
with
wow.
It.
That's, oh, man. Well, I'm sitting at a 71. I need something that's going to push me up. I need this grade to go up so it'll look good on my fucking, for colleges that I'm going to be sending out for.
Oh, wow.
I need this to look good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think. There's a chance this was filmed. I think there's a camera there.
Oh my god, if you could find that, dude.
If you're this student, I take back everything I said. It was genius.
And just fucking
I need
give
that
us
tape.
It. Give
I
us
need
it.
That tape.
I want it so bad.
Oh my god. Like the lady who told the story, she was like all smiling and like she was getting all into it. Like she's on to something. Like she's like and, like, she's, like, nodding her head yes,
yeah.
Like, expecting, like, backup. Like, expecting us to back her up.
I wish, like, after she said it, she's like, now that's trademark, motherfuckers. Don't try stealing my idea.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I just remembered it. When I was a kid, I used to go camping, and we used to do this, like, every weekend. This was probably when I was between, like, 6 and 12 in that age. And I would just ride around all day on my bike around this pond and go fishing. And I was always alone at, like, 7 years old, so... And I was a really cute kid, so I'm actually surprised no one picked me up and molested me or anything. But at this campground, whenever I would go fishing with my dad and we would catch a bunch of fish, my grandfather, he would go fishing also. But whenever he wasn't there with us and we were fucking bringing home the bluegill, my dad would be like, okay, Kevin, now if your grandpa asks where we caught this fish, tell him it was on that side of the pond. So he'd make me lie to my grandpa about where we caught all this fish, and he thought it was like the funniest fucking thing ever. This is like a 90-year-old man who just wants to catch fish. My dad made me lie to him so that he would go to the shitty spots. So that's pretty cool. But alrighty, since we're already about 6 minutes in or so, we're going to take some calls. We're going to start playing these, and we'll see how it goes. So once again, the hotline number, 419-528-8679. So, okay, let's bring the first call on here.
Hey, Wildcats Gerson here from Chico, California. Just wanted to ask about the cameo. What's up with that? Still waiting on it. Hoping to hear it. Thanks.
Hell yeah, listener out from Chico, California. Just makes me think of Scott Hall. Hey, Chico. And Scott Hall was a fucking awesome wrestler. He killed somebody also. Yeah, he shot some dude in the head. Self-defense, bona fide badass. I love Scott Hall. Carry the toothpick around. But anyways, yeah, the cameo. So we've spent, if you don't know what Cameo is where you can send money to celebrities and other people, which celebrities sometimes is a lie because sometimes you get awesome people like ICP's on there and that's badass. You got fucking Dirt Nasty, Riff Raff, a bunch of other cool people. But then you have Aberman from Mighty Ducks and it's like, come on, bro, what are you doing? But anyways, you can send money there and they will say whatever you want pretty much. You can say like, hey, I need a pep talk or I want you to just make fun of me. And you can give them directions and things like that. So it is kind of fun. We wasted a bunch of money 1 week on it. We have three from Ellsworth, the wrestler. We have one from Santino, one from Riff Raff, and one from Shaggy Two Dope. And, well, I wouldn't say it's a waste of money because actually it is a lot of fun. And sometimes I fucking bring it. So I'm going to put the Shaggy Two Dope one right here so you can hear it. We did put it on our Instagram. But, yeah, for those of you that missed it, enjoy. It's fucking badass.
What's up? What's good? In your neck of the woods, this is Shaggy Two Dope from Insane Clown Posse. Check it out! I don't know if you're into monsters. I don't know if you're into murder or mysteries. But if you are and you're into all three of those things with a funny twist on it, you need to check out the Brothers Commonplace. Because I'll tell you what, they got everything covered, smothered, hashed, junk, scattered, whatever the fuck you need when it comes to monsters, when it comes to murders, when it comes to mystery, and guess what? More! So bring your whack ass on to the Brothers Commonplace and check out all the spooky shit you want. Perhaps it's like Scooby-Doo, perhaps it's not. Maybe they got a high dog that likes to eat your snacks. You'll never know, but I gotta say what up to hashtag Wildman and big fat shout out to Andrew. That's what's up. Whoop, whoop.
Hell yeah, dude, he fucking brought it. He really did. And it kind of messed us up a little bit because we started with him and it was so fucking badass that we just expected every single other one to be awesome as well. And I mean, most of them actually were. We had one that was kind of like, you just kind of read the shit. You didn't really put any effort into it. But yeah, for the most part, it's pretty badass. Bam Margera's, his are garbage as fuck. He reads them in the wind and you can't even understand them and they're like 8 seconds long. But yeah, that cameo thing is awesome. Shaggy brought it. It was fucking badass. So alrighty, we'll take another call right here.
Hey, Kevin. It's Allison. So I have three questions.
Hello, Allison.
The first one is, if someone was filming your life up to this point, what would be on the soundtrack?
Oh, that's good.
Second question, if you were a serial killer, what would your modus operandi be?
Well, who says I'm not?
And third, if you could shoot one condiment from your belly button, what would it be and why? Okay. Bye.
Awesome questions. Three great questions. Oh, man, that's tough. The first one, soundtrack. What songs would be on there? Oh, fuck. Let's see here. All My Friends Are Dead by Turbo Negro. It's got to be on there somewhere because that always gets me pumped up, and that's a fun one.
What? Where are my friends? All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead. Got kicked in the head. All my friends are dead.
Fuck. What else? November Rain by Guns N' Roses. That way, whenever we go back to my AOL Instant Messenger days and I'm chatting up the honeys, putting up my away messages, I always use lyrics from November Rain. Back to those days though, I think we all did it. We all did it where you would put up the away message and you're fucking just trying to fish those ladies in to talk to you, even though we damn well know we're not leaving. We're sitting at the computer screen staring at the away message, just waiting. I remember I had a crush. I had this thing for this girl and we dated a little bit off and on. And it was in the AOL Instant Messenger days, and I put up lyrics, and I think it was actually November Rain. And she messaged me. She's like, yeah, that's about me. And I'm like, no, it's not. I like the song. She's like, I know it's about me. And I was like, fuck, man, this bitch, this cold-hearted bitch. And she didn't even, there was nothing else after that. Her buddy info had some other dude's name in there, and Those were the tough days, man. But AOL Instant Messenger was the shit. I loved that. Speaking of that girl, we went to homecoming together in high school. And as soon as we got there, like, we went out to eat and stuff. But as soon as we got inside the dance, she just left me. Yeah, she just went one way, I went the other. And never really explained why. That hurt. That sucks. A dance is like, don't do that to someone. That's shitty. I mean, lucky for me, I had friends and other girls that dance with and stuff. But when you really like someone, that's a shitty thing to do. All right, next question. If I was a serial killer, man, here's the thing. I can't win fights. I've just never really learned how. And we made this thing up back in Florida with my buddy E. So for those of you listening in the Snap group, you know him. We had different things where if we were serial killers, and I can't remember what his was, but mine was the Cleveland Strangler, which is, if you listen to our very old episodes, I would sometimes introduce myself as the Cleveland Strangler. But then there is an actual Cleveland Strangler, so I kind of started to feel bad. But my way of killing would be, of course, I sneak in at night and I strangle them, but I cry while doing it because I'm a bitch. So that would have been mine, I guess. I don't know. And then third, if I could have any condiment shoot from my belly button, what would it be? That's gross. Like, I don't think I would use it, you know? That's gross. Like, I love ketchup, but if I had ketchup coming out of my belly button, I don't know if I could eat that. It can't be anything white, because I can't eat that. And I don't like mustard. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'd do ketchup, because I love ketchup, but I don't know if I could eat that. Very interesting questions. Thank you so much, Allison. Those are some good ones. Yeah, what other sound? I like the soundtrack question. I'd have to listen to that. If anyone else has any answers to that, any answers to these three questions, call in with them or text it, and I'll read them out next episode. That could be pretty fun. Alrighty, let's see. It's about 13 minutes in. We'll take one more. I have like three or four more calls, but we'll take one more right here.
Hey guys, it's Chris from Killer Jobs, and
oh yeah, I know that voice.
Wanted to use your hotline to fulfill one of my dreams of doing an introduction for your show. So I'll pretend that everyone's going around.
Hell yeah. Go.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris, or as people used to call me when I worked in Texas for an electric company, Austin Powers. And sadly, his name was actually cemented when someone asked me if Kevin had had a baby recently, and I said, yeah, baby. So,
oh, fuck yeah.
I guess I'm stuck with it. But just want to say, keep up the great work, guys. Glad you're back. Hope you're all doing okay. And hopefully I will get to see everyone for another 10 minutes in the future at some point. So, hashtag Wildman.
Dude, hell yeah. Hashtag Wildman. That was fucking awesome. So that was our boy Chris from Killer Jobs. And if you don't listen to this podcast, the Killer Jobs podcast, it's super awesome. It's really badass. It's super interesting. Because a lot of times you may think you know about a serial killer, like, oh, Ted Bundy and things like that. But he goes into the details of the jobs that they were working during all this stuff. So it's really good. And a big fan of it. Andrew, our boy Andrew, listens to that shit all the time too. So hell yeah. Yeah, man, Chris from Killer Jobs, he is one handsome fucking dude, I'll be honest. We met him in Chicago when we went to the True Crime Podcast Festival, and we only hung out with him. We only got to see him for like an hour or so. It wasn't very long. We hung out with him and the girls from Nature Versus Narcissism, and it was a lot of fun. But Chris, you handsome son of a bitch, whoever his girlfriend or wife is, she is one lucky lady, I'll tell you that much. It actually upsets me how handsome this son of a bitch is. That's actually why we didn't hang out with him any longer. We're like, we can't fucking hang out with this handsome fuck. None of us will get laid. And none of us were getting laid before that, but at least once Chris showed up, we had a reason why. But no, for real, dude, he's a super nice, super cool dude. And I like that intro he did. If more people want to call in and do that, that'd be funny as hell. I love that. Austin Powers. Excellent, excellent movie, excellent work. But yeah, the Chicago True Crime Pod thingy, that was fun. It was all right. We didn't put a whole lot of effort into meeting people, to be honest. I thought it was going to be a little bit different, but I don't know. There were some things that were kind of annoying. Like, some of the people that were there kind of did some annoying stuff. Like, when we first showed up to get our, we had to get our little name tag, not name tag, whatever those things are called, our little passes type things. we showed up and we're like, hey, we're here to just to get our little thingies. And they're like, are you podcasters? We're like, yeah, we're podcasters. She's like, oh, well, now Steven I recognize. And Steven from the Trace Evidence podcast was behind us, but he's a super nice guy. This isn't anything at him. He was a really cool dude. He was nice to us. We met him in the elevator and shook my hand. But yeah, but the lady was like, oh, are you guys podcasters? Yeah, we're podcasters. Well, Steven I recognize. And then she gave him his and he was behind us. We're like, all right, I get it, but we know no one knows who the fuck we are, but come on, don't be a bitch. But yeah, no, it was all right though. We did meet some cool people. I just thought it was going to be a little bit more different. And we kind of just learned we don't really fit in at these kind of things, because I don't think there were too many comedy ones. I feel like the comedy true crime podcasts are looked down on from the other true crime podcasters. I mean, that's just the kind of feeling I got. But no, it was a good time. Chicago is fucking awesome. Shout out to my boy E. We got to hang out with him for a while. But we did get an email from someone in Chicago who asked if we were going to be back or do anything cool. So shout out to that dude. I forget his name. It's my fault. I forget who it was, but yeah, shout out to that dude. But yeah, I think that's all we're going to do for this episode, for the episode 3 of the Dirty Doghouse. Keep those calls coming. Send some texts, whatever you want to do. We'll read them. And I'm really interested in people's feedback of this show because I want it to get better and I want it to be fun. Yeah, we only did 3 calls. I have like 3 or 4 more that I'll do next week. Yeah, it's just been a lot of fun. So I want to hear the feedback. How can we make this better and more fun for the listeners? I thought about adding video and putting it on YouTube because I do have like a camera, webcam and all that. But to be honest, your boy's a little insecure about how he looks. Just always been that way. But, you know, if people wanted this on video, maybe we'll do that. But alrighty, thank you everyone for listening. I usually do the Brothers Commonplace. Be good, stay safe, but I don't know if we'll do that for this. So just thank you everyone for listening. Hashtag Wildman, baby. Dirty Dog House. That was lame. I really hate that. Hashtag Wildman. It's always a dopey mess. Let's